should be very careful not to squander even a minute, even a second of this valuable time. I've said this many times, but listen. In ancient China, there was a penal code which forced the prisoner to pay attention, just the way you must pay attention to your own practice. The offender, the criminal, was forced to take a pot of oil, filled to the brim with oil, and to carry that pot from one designated point to another. A guard walked along behind the criminal, carrying a sharp sword. If the criminal carelessly spilled even one drop of the oil, the guard would immediately chop off his head. But if the offender could stay on course, stay on guard, being very careful not to spill the oil, he would receive a pardon. So the word yudang, which means don't be careless, which means careless, is written with the Chinese characters for oil and sever, or as cut, as in cut off the head. To lose your life, to have your life taken away from you. This is something that you must reflect on. To be told by the judge, you are sentenced to death. In fact, all of us has received the death sentence. Our reality is just as it is, thankfully, written on the stone before the graveyard. Those lying in the graveyard are saying, we were once just as you are now. You will be just as we are now. Do any of you earnestly read that message? In fact, the world is full of, most people are not interested in facing that message. Most people prefer not to reflect on their own immortality because it isn't comfortable. And it doesn't conform to their self-centeredness. So the usual attitude is, death has nothing to do with me. You are going to die sharply points where you're most vulnerable. So maybe you don't want to hear about it. That's turning away from what you dislike. You seek to live by your likes and dislikes. As long as you're attached to a sense of a separate ego. A person who is thoroughly determined in their aim, though, is completely different. They do not seek to live according to their preference. The great way is not difficult for those who do not pick and choose. Truth is not difficult or perplexing or troublesome. Beginningless, beginningless, beginningless beginning, endless end, all the innumerable kalpas are ultimately now, here. This breath is all of truth. And truth is not something for you to figure out. Just drop self-cherishing courageously and humbly. It really boils down to one thing. Have you let go of self-cherishing? Trying to hold on tight to a notion of self and protect it, you're always liking and hating, calculating and judging. As long as you're picking and choosing, you cannot pull yourself out of suffering. And so you cannot be of any use to anyone else. In your present state, you cannot make anyone happy. Even though you are looking at a flower, you aren't really seeing it. Even though you're drinking a glass of water, you aren't really tasting it. It's very clear. You must not be pessimistic. The idea that I cannot do this practice, I cannot carry it through, that idea is frivolous. It's looking off in distraction. Nothing difficult. Truth way. Truth self. Always. Everything. The great way is not difficult for those who do not pick and choose. There is, from the beginning, nobody to be picking and choosing. There is no one to pick and choose. Sometimes I see your sad face, which cries, I will never make it, I will never be able to carry through with this practice. Is that your true face? That sad face is not the real you, the essential self. And here's proof. If something makes you something that makes you happy suddenly falls into your hands, that sad face turns into a happy face, like the fat and happy Chinese statues of joy and prosperity. That face shines brighter than the sun. If there really were an ego, a rigidity, a fixed being, this wouldn't happen. Because there is nowhere any trace of a fixed self, you're smiling, you're getting angry. Do not hold on. Do not get caught up. Do not sit back to hold your ground. You've heard it so many times, you must have bunions in your ears. The genuine cannot be grasped, held. There is no possibility of holding ground in reality. I wonder if I'll say anything today that will help you. Just avoid picking and choosing. The 10,000 things, let them be. You know, there's somebody here who always starts to cough just when I start to say the most important point. Kong, 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 kong. Just in rhythm with my words. Dayun Roshi would not have stood for that. He would have been very strict and cut it out right away. And he'd be calling me now weak, lenient Tongin-san. And it happened again this morning after breakfast. Meal times are services, ceremonies to nourish life. When the service is over, the little bell is rung and the teacher leaves first. But there's always somebody grabbing pots and leaving before I do, always invariably. That is considered an affront to the teacher of the temple. You should be treating the teacher with honor and respect. I myself cannot imagine having done that when I was a young practicer. It's not that you're supposed to feel ashamed of yourself or something. Be lower. Everything is a question of time, place, and circumstance. There is a bodhisattva who was known as the one who never made light of, or the one who never despised. He never made light of anyone. He never despised anyone. He never slighted anything or anyone. He respected and worshipped everything he encountered, everything that fills the eyes, everything that reaches the ears. He revered. This was his practice, to rever. What could it mean to be reverent, worshipful? It means casting off body and mind, forgetting body and mind. This is reverence. So Buddha Dharma begins and ends with reverence, with worship. Self-clinging, cast off. Do not live in bondage to your thoughts and judgments. Discard opinions, pro and con. Rever all things. Break through with reverence. Attain the essence through worship. Reverence is all there is. Everything is worshiping and appreciating everything. Life prostrates before life. Remember when Bodhidharma was to give Dharma transmission, his top four disciples assembled before him, and Eka, who was then called Shinko, God's light, walked quietly up, and he simply prostrated himself before his teacher, returned to his place. Bodhidharma said, "You have received my marrow." Bodhidharma too was in the samadhi of prostration, of worship. The marrow of our bones is one and the same, holding nothing. Every morning we worship him, Tai So Eka Dai Yo Sho. There is nowhere to be found, no matter how sharp the microscope, how keen the telescope, any trace of a separate self, a separate body. No matter how astute the scientific search, such an entity is nowhere, no time, no way, and no manner to be found. So why do you continue to treat that notion of yourself as so special? Me, me, mine is such a thick, heavy burden. You suffer. And although you seek in your heart, you want so badly in your heart to meet with your own wonderful Buddha nature, you continue to transmigrate in the six worlds: hell, animal, hungry ghost, fighting God, human, heavenly. Of course, you must painfully live out the results created by your own conduct, speech, and thought. You yourself are hurting, and you're hurting others. How long do you intend to go on like this? Don't you hear the crying? As long as it's only your own crying, that your own cries that you hear, perhaps that's not so bad. But the suffering of the child is the suffering of the parent. All the Buddhas are crying. Have courage. Throw it out. Let it go. I will not cater to an imaginary self. I will let go. I will not be caught up. Well, only will not. That's no good. It's got to be, I did let go. And let go. And let go. Tackling it logically will not solve your problems. So that's why your practice is simply doing. Ichitante. This one doing. If you are counting the breath, just count one. Just do it. There is nothing to work out. Immediately, count two. In essence, there is not one single thing. In nothing, everything is contained, limitless. Flowers, the moon, pavilions. You have it all. You are receiving everything. There was never any reason to try to hold on, to get caught up. It will suddenly appear so simple. There was never any reason to compare and calculate and worry about how you size up. Abandon attachments, transcend life and death. Although you have up to now been so ignorant of your blessings, so ignorant and unappreciative and ungrateful, now you are to some extent aware of that. You can now begin to atone for that behavior. I have been waiting for this to happen. Please do the real Tante, complete with no cracks. This one Tante. There is nothing in truth which is stingy or withholding or withheld. Please accept that truth in your heart. The whole universe, nothing ever hidden. This is the vast, full lotus land. Your true face is ever revealed. No matter how it appears, no matter what form it takes, how it functions, each one by one by one, each this is the crystallization of all the universe, the fruit of perfect sensual life. When you realize that for yourself, what joy, what delight. Even if you wanted to look away, you could not. So, summon up all your courage. Be bold. Stay right with your practice, this one doing. Together with all beings, we attain Buddhahood.